for no tax.
It's not your fault, baby, it's not mine. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host. All right. Welcome to The Secret Truth. We're going to be talking to David Yurth at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to be talking about Fukushima radioactivity remediation solutions. And so join us now and throughout the next 2 hours. We're going to be focusing in on what is going on in Fukushima and the radioactivity level. Greenpeace is over there on their own taking readings. They say that there's exceptionally very, very high readings, 40 kilometers from the plant location now that they're coming up with. And they say that both the Japanese and the Swiss organization, their regulatory organizations, are not are not fair and truthful to the general public. Anyway, we have a lot going on right now over there, but all over the world. We've got Libya that's still, oh my gosh, we might see a stalemate there. Gaddafi's coming back strong with his remaining forces. He still has defections from the very highest levels. The rebels are suing for peace again, for peace, I mean, my gosh, are you kidding me? This is going back and forth. First, they want us to come in. We do the overflies. We do the cover over there. Then they're suing for peace again. Gaddafi's, he's rejected this last peace offer, this ceasefire offer. The rebels have put forward, broached a ceasefire offer, and he threw it back in their face. And they've got a CIA. We have CIA on the ground trying to find out who the rebels are, you know, what the makeup is. Some of these things, in my opinion, were spontaneous and very organic in nature, these revolutions that are happening within the Arab world. And so that's why you're seeing us a little bit caught flat-footed here. There are analysts out there that say this has totally been created by our CIA and so forth. And people like George Soros, he's holding a conference soon on Bretton Woods too. He's got convening all of these different economists together and out there and trying to pull everybody together on a new Bretton Woods too, to reorganize the world currencies and so forth. And he made a fortune on shorting the pound years ago, and that's how he put much of his money together, quantum fund, I believe. But since then, he's been a troublemaker, according to some people. We've got on our site, we've got some very, very good click-offs this evening. Go into thesecrettruth.com, the Fukushima Radioactivity Remediation Solutions is our topic at the bottom of the hour. And like I said earlier, David Yurth will join us at that time. Our next click-off is www.fairwinds.com. Arne Gunderson, he's been in the press and on many of these talk shows and interviewed by CNN, et cetera, Fox, and so forth. And he has some very interesting things to say. He has a good video on there. He and his wife, Maggie Gunderson, quite a combination there, a partnership, husband and wife, and in their business. Also, right below that is The Battle for Chernobyl. You need to go in there. This is an hour and a half documentary, and it shows what the Russians were doing and what the authorities did during that crisis. And they were not informing the Russian citizens properly throughout that whole episode and crisis. So the Russians were in areas that were highly contaminated and did not know that. And even on May Day celebration, which occurred very quickly after the Chernobyl accident, they didn't inform the Russian people at large that there were large, you know, levels of radiation and fallout that they were being subjected to. Right below that, we have the directory for the nuclear remediation. This is a list put together by a group in Salt Lake City, and they have quite a list there, and we're going to be ticking off that list with our guest at the bottom of the hour. There's been some news about fundraisers. Michelle Bachman reportedly raised $2 million. Ron Paul exceeded that by another million. He raised $3 million, split between Campaign for Liberty and Liberty PAC. And so he's coming along great. He's one of the champion fundraisers of all of these vying for the presidential nomination on the Republican side. What they're doing is the mainline power group within the Republican Party is using what they're doing is they're running everyone that they can to knock out Ron Paul. And the reason why they're running everybody they can, they don't want Ron Paul because he's against the Fed. These people on both sides that control both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are tied back to Wall Street, the banks, and the City of London, and the European money. So they do not want Ron Paul in there, and they're willing to run anyone and everyone and split his chances up and so forth. But in most polls that have been taken out there, Ron Paul rates very highly, even though that they try to exclude him from some polls or they downrate him and so forth. But nevertheless, he rates up there very high. There's a leak occurring in Japan right now at reactor number 2 in one of the pits. They've tried to use concrete to seal it. This is where the water is leaking from the reactors out into the ocean, and causing a very, very high level there along the shore, out to 1 mile or further in some cases. So they're trying to seal it. They tried to seal it with concrete, this big crack. It didn't do it. They're going to try to come back with some kind of polymer and a water absorptive type of polymer to try to seal it. But they're trying to contend with that now. Eric Prince and Blackwater has been in the press lately. He's totally out of that now. Supposedly, they changed the name of Blackwater because of it got such a bad name out of Iraq to capital X, little E. So it's called big X, capital X, and little E now. So they're still operating and getting all kinds of contracts from the Pentagon, and they're continuing on with their mercenary work. And they're saying they're going to convert over to more security or whatever. Yemen, there's civil war there. That's imminent, and we're just about to have a civil war there, period.
Yeah, Jeremy Scalhill, George.
Right.
He wrote the book Blackwater, The Rise of the World's Most Powerful Mercenary Army, and he was also the winner of the George Polk Book Award for that book. Anyways, he's been doing some investigative journalism about what is going on in Yemen. And I would encourage our listening audience to go to the Russia Today YouTube site and watch the 15-minute interview with Jeremy Scalhill. And also there is an excellent article in the Telegraph talking about the risk of civil war looms as Yemen soldiers defect from the Saleh regime. Just today, for the first time, the military has become violent towards the protesters, and they've shot them down in cold blood.
Oh, man. You know,
The reason Yemen is important is because there is an area of that's sort of an oil a bottleneck where the oil comes through.
Yemen is right there at the entrance to the Red Sea, which is right south of the Suez Canal. See what I mean?
Right, so you have that water problem, but there's also an inland chokehold, that second bottleneck. Yes, the water correctly, but there's also a chokehold inland.
But anyway, we'll get back with you on more of that. But thank you for listening to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield.
We'll be right back. Hang in there with us.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield. George, you know, about all the conflict that's going on in the Middle East, you know, it's a powder keg. We have an underlying prejudice and ongoing, you know, like 1600-year argument within the Muslim community that is divided into Sunni and Shia. And primarily the Sunni control most of the oil. And there's, you know, various countries Iran is the big Shia power, Muslim. When you consider these are sort of Muslim theocracies there in the Middle East, that's certainly at any rate, the information that seems to be coming in is that Iran is sending forces into and upsetting the balance in Yemen. And this could cause a great oil crisis for the world. And if these two, you know, historical enemies within the Muslim religion itself, the Shia and the Muslim, the Shia and the Sunni, explode into religious war, and that's where, you know, we get a lot of our oil from, we could see oil skyrocket to astronomical levels. That's why it is so important, the oil that's off the coast of Alaska, that's off the coast of South America. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I'd have to agree with some of that. Sure, these two sects of Islam are vying for control and dominance, and respectfully with the countries that they reside, of course, and there and that they spring from. But you know, there's analysts out here. These upsets, these revolutions that are taking place in these different Arab countries right now, are not working to the advantage of Israel, in my opinion. And before these upsets, these revolutions started, they had dictators in there that had pretty well stabilized those that were playing ball with the financial boys, big international financiers, totally. Whether it was Egypt or Libya or whatever. Now, what's happening now is that's why I keep coming back to this organic stuff. Yes, there are these dark forces, the George Soros and the MI6 and CIA trying to, one theory right now being broached is that these countries are being upset, specifically to, intentionally to keep them offset about going into Iran. That seems to be one of the latest theories and opinions that I'm hearing now. But it was so spontaneous in some of this stuff. I mean, the real people like in Egypt, real people turned out into the streets. So the revolution there touched the hearts of even the very common people on the lower levels of the economy and the social structure there. So in Tunisia, I believe it was much more organic than contrived. Now, Libya, I would have to go along with the analysts that are saying, yeah, there's a lot of players over there, you know, on the eastern side that seem to be tied to either Al-Qaeda or CIA or something else.
Well, what's happening is Shia.
Yeah.
We're having an infiltration of the Shia into Libya, Syria, even Iraq, George, and down into Yemen. And then the rest of it, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, that's, you know, Sunni. And
well,
these
we know for sure
people.
Lebanon. Yeah, we know for sure Lebanon was heavily infiltrated in there by Iranians. You see what I mean? So
correct.
We know that they are actually out there and working, you know, on that kind of a level. So I can't discount that totally. What we're seeing in Egypt was much more of an organic revolution by the people that were fed up with Mubarak. But the army is still there, and they own a good portion of the industrial economy. So, and they're tied into the big money. So, you know what I mean? They're going to give them a few, a little more freedom because they have to because of the numbers that turned out in Cairo, especially. See.
Right.
But, and so the people are winning a little bit more than they had before, and they won't have the draconian, hopefully secret police that Mubarak and them were exercising against them. So there's going to be a free election, well, you know how that goes, but there is going to be an election, and they can go their vote. Maybe it's the seeding in of a democratic process that they didn't have before, see?
We can only hope, but it certainly is complex from country to country. There's not one size fits all analysts on this whole
– Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that, Charlotte, is that it's not an overall cookie-cutter CIA operation of state destabilization. It's not exactly that. You have to take each country separately and look at the dynamics, look at the people that actually turned out at the demonstrations. Almost inevitably, without exception, there was crackdown going on and killings going on by the militia or the police or the troops, the army, and they shot into the crowd. When they started using violence against the demonstrators, then that really riled up the people at large, and then they came back at them. See? So that wasn't the CIA shooting into the crowd. You see what I'm trying to say? That was the people in power that were wanting to remain in power. It's a power struggle here. Now they happen to be Islam, most of these people, whether it's Shiite or whatever, or Sunni, you know, in those countries.
Well, you've got to understand, the Shiite Muslim division, or I should say the Shia, Shiite and Shia division is as significant. You know, think of what happened in Northern, or in Ireland. Think of Bosnia, the ethnic hatred. These two groups are militant against each other in a great way. They are not at all.
But there is one characteristic of this that I don't know if many talk show hosts have pointed out. But what I saw that was characteristic of this is that within the Islam religion, you know what I mean? There's a certain martyring, a martyr. To become a martyr is to sacrifice your all, which is your life, right? And I think that's very common. And that's why the people went out there and even got shot down. I don't think many other people from other religious sects or denominations would do that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, generally
every time the crowds that were demonstrating lost someone, they would describe them as a martyr. See, they've been martyred. See what I mean? And which meant that it was worthy to do that, and that way they stood up to those military and police forces, and then the military forces continued to shoot at them, and then that aggravated the whole thing, and where they took them out eventually. Tunisia, they went after everybody. See. And Egypt was the same thing, you know, except the army was smart enough not to get involved directly in the violence, see?
They owned too much, you know, they couldn't.
Like I said on our program when we were talking about it, why shoot your customers down in the streets, right?
Right.
Exactly. If you're going to be selling pots and pans and stuff to them tomorrow and building bridges for them on the roads they're draft traveling on, you don't want to shoot them down. You don't want to shoot your good paying customers, you know? And that's basically what happened there. It was Mubarak's time had come and gone. He was too draconian in his military police and secret police, and had committed too many atrocities against the average person there. So the public went after him, and they got rid of him. But the army is still there, and they are offering a little more liberty and without, you know, a little more say. But they've cracked down too on some of the demonstrators. If you'll notice, they've done that too. Yeah,
absolutely.
Over there. Yeah, so
you know,
are they becoming like Mubarak was before? See, to a degree, they probably are becoming like that, see, because the people are not satisfied, see.
Well, my concern is that Iran is, you know, has tentacles with the Shia, with underground connections, you know, Lebanon, Syria, and all that. And
okay, we got to go. We'll be right back. Okay, thanks for
listening.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield.
Yeah, we have our guest with us this evening for the next hour and a half is David Urth. His professional focus has been in the field of technology development, invention management, integration counseling. His role as a managing partner, founder, director, and CEO of companies such as PageTurn, LLC, Diversified Holdings Limited, XOut Corporation, New Omnicom Technologies, Primary Technology Incorporation, and as director of science technology for the Nova Institute of Technology. This has provided his leadership edge in the technology industry. In addition, he created a model for personal development called the Pyramid of Agendas that's been used as a basis for curriculum development, conflict resolution, experiential processes, and team building by numerous other groups. Welcome to our program, Dr. Urth.
Hi, George. How are you this evening?
Okay. Yeah, welcome to our program, David Urth. We certainly appreciate you being with us.
And I'd like to also acknowledge your book, The Island of My Life. You came out with that in 2008, is that correct?
Yeah, that's when it was finished. It was a book I wrote for the SOAR Foundation, which is a locally owned and operated not-for-profit foundation that teaches leadership skills to teenagers.
Right. David, you've been through a lot of battles in your life, have you not, in this field of technology? Tell our listening audience a little bit about some of the things that you've been up against trying to develop new technologies.
Well, one of the technologies that we've been really fighting the dragon on has to do with remediating radioactive emissions in spent nuclear fuel. I was co-founder with a gentleman named Dick Shamp, who lives in Washington, D.C., former member of the Republican National Committee, of a little company called Nuclear Remediation Technologies. And we sent spent about 10 years developing a technique for actually eliminating the radioactivity that comes from spent nuclear fuel. And in the early part of this century, we sent our data to the Department of Energy. Spencer Abraham was the secretary of the DOE in those days. And he sent our data down to a guy by the name of Frank Goldner, who was an assistant secretary in the remediation division, who forwarded our stuff on to a number of other scientists, some of whom were at Los Alamos and some of whom were at Sandia Labs. They validated our data, but we got a call on the 15th of November, 2003 from Dr. Goldner, and he screamed into the telephone, just absolutely went on a tirade. Basically, what he told us was that, you know, they validated our technology all right, but that it violated departmental policy. And so, you know, he told us in no uncertain terms that we were to cease and desist the development of our technology, that DOE was not going to give us any grant money to develop it, in spite of the fact that they had promised to do so, and we complied with all the guidelines, and we provided all the data, and our technology actually worked and was validated by their own government laboratories. And he further told us that we would never be allowed to have access to nuclear materials in order to test our technique, and told us that if we continued to persist, that we would fall under the Export Administration Act. And I'm not sure how treating radioactive nuclear waste puts us in violation of the act, but he was pretty insistent. So we spent 17 years altogether trying to develop our technique for solving the problem, and we've run up headlong against the bureaucratic institution that's deeply embedded in the Department of Energy that has basically prohibited us from using our technique to solve the problem. And if our technique had been allowed to be developed in 2003, by the time Fukushima, Japan came along, we'd be able to go in there and fix that problem. And as
right.
as it now stands, the problem can't be fixed.
What was your reaction to such an extreme rejection, not only a rejection, but a demand that you cease and desist? Did you cease and desist, or what was your reaction?
Well, what do you do when Goliath stands there with his foot on your throat? And, we're just little guys. We're a privately owned research and development group here. We've been trying to develop a number of technologies. But when you're confronted with that kind of opposition, we weren't just prohibited, we were threatened. They made it perfectly clear that if we continued, they were going to find a way to have us arrested under FISA. They were going to put us away for good without any legal rights. So what do you do?
So the miracle in this is that you're telling our listening audience, and I'm hearing for the first time, that there is a technology to handle nuclear waste from nuclear submarines, from nuclear power plants.
Sure, there are. There are several specific technologies that have been developed by thoroughly competent, traditionally trained, accredited, credentialed scientists and laboratories that can be used to remediate radioactivity in nuclear material. No question that it can be done. If you want to talk about how to do it, we can do that. But the issue is, this is not a problem of technology. This is a problem of politics. We ran up headlong against the issue that the department's policy was that every ounce, every gram of radioactive high-level nuclear waste material is going to be encapsulated and buried under Yucca Mountain in Nevada. And it ain't going to happen. Not a good solution.
David, what I see here, okay, if there's a motive underlying this by our government, if there's a motive at all, it looks like to me that an extrapolation of this technology that can take this waste material, this radioactive waste, could there not be some kind of an anti-ICBM weapon to neutralize a warhead before it enters in?
No, That's not the way this stuff works at all, George.
It doesn't work that way. It's more high-tech than that, right?
No, sir. What this technology does is impose externally supplied forces, field effects, that change the atomic behavior of the material.
Okay.
So that the radioactive emissions, the gamma, the neutrons, the alpha emissions, all of the nasty stuff that gets people in trouble, that contaminates the environment, all of those things are remediated in a way that changes the structure of the material so it doesn't do that anymore.
Right. Are you familiar with Dr. Roy?
I've heard his name, but I'm not familiar with him.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Excuse me. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is we're not the only ones that are trying to fix this problem. For example, the Russian Academy of Sciences has long had a research project underway that equates with what we call low-energy nuclear transmutation. That is the use of special kinds of equipment to actually change the atomic structure of materials so they're not radioactive anymore. And the Russians have done some extraordinary work, and they've got some really interesting technology. We've got their papers. We know what they're doing. We talk to their people. So it's not like there aren't solutions. There are solutions. There have been solutions for quite a while. We've known about this for 30 years. And we actually have a process that specifically targets solid nuclear radioactive material and immediately on the spot as a process it eliminates the emissions of the radioactive particles and field effects, the gamma rays. It works.
We got to take a break here, and I do have another motive. Maybe it's the oil and gas industry that's against this, right? Huh?
Could be
because they don't want they don't want nuclear plants. Okay, hey, we'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, along with my co-host,
Charlotte Littlefield, and welcome back to our guest, Mr. Yurtz. Sir, on the commercial break, we were talking a little bit on topic, and I'd like to share with the listening audience what you said. You surprised me. I learned a little something. You said that there is radiation or radioactive material involved in the gas and oil industry. Can you explain?
Sure. Every time you drill an oil well, every time you bring up mud from an oil well or a gas well or a water well, you bring up naturally occurring radioactive material. This is a problem that the oil and gas industry has been trying to deal with ever since radioactivity became an issue. So anytime you see an oil derrick, anytime you see a gas processing plant, anytime you dig a big oil well, you're going to find that you've got an accumulation of mud that is demonstrably radioactive. Some of the radioactive material is low-level stuff, like thorium-233, but some of it is highly radioactive and beta-emitting, like uranium-235. They stack this stuff up in piles next to the derrick. Sometimes they cover it with a tarp. Sometimes they leave it out there to dry and let the wind blow it around. But the oil and gas industry doesn't know what in the world to do with this stuff, because nobody's ever given them a set of tools to eliminate the radioactive emissions. It's a problem that's been around ever since there was an oil well.
My gosh. Do you think that this resistance by the Department of Energy and so forth could be tied to the oil company or the oil and gas industry, because they don't want a mechanism to clean up the radioactive waste? Otherwise, there might be more nuclear power plants. Would that be rational or reasonable or what?
Well, I'll give you my opinion. I mean,
yeah.
As a statistically valid sample of one, I'll give you my opinion.
Okay.
Any time you introduce a groundbreaking new technology, in effect, what you do is declare war on the existing technologies that are already being used. So in this case, if we introduce a technology that cleans up the radioactive emissions mess, how many people's vested interest do we threaten? I think there are several. We certainly do threaten the oil and gas industry, because if we can make nuclear power manageable in a way that doesn't contaminate the planet, that certainly does threaten oil and gas. But if we eliminate all the exploitation that goes on with respect to exploiting the problem of radioactivity, we threaten an almost bigger interest. I mean, take this set of numbers as an example. The industry that grew up around the notion of Yucca Mountain, where radioactive high-level nuclear waste is going to be encapsulated by some kind of miracle material and buried under Yucca Mountain, that industry by itself constitutes a $26 billion a year industry worldwide. If we solve that problem, that industry goes away. In addition, the research and development industry that has privileged access to the federal food trough get paid every year for doing the same research on the same stuff year after year with no different result is a $12 to $15 billion a year industry. So there are big, powerful political and economic interests that are certainly threatened by the introduction of a brand new thing that solves the problem. See, we made a serious strategic error in our thinking, George.
We really thought
that if there was a great big problem called radioactive contamination, that somebody wanted the problem solved.
We'd be wrong.
For every person who wants the problem solved, there's $1 trillion that doesn't want it solved. And as a matter of political policy, when the Bush administration declared that it was departmental and governmental policy that all nuclear waste is going to be buried under Yucca Mountain, anything that threatened that agenda had to be stopped. And they stopped us dead in our tracks, no question about it.
What about the environmentalist organizations? Are they aware of your technology and the technology that's being developed in Russia?
They're not. We were specifically prohibited from pursuing the development and publication of information about our technology in 2003 under the Bush administration. And so, you know, we have a new ball game now, and we'll talk about it until somebody else calls me on the phone, screams at me, so that we have to stop doing what we're doing.
Right.
Well, it's news to me, and way back when I was a teenager, I was in the United States Navy. I worked on nuclear submarines, and I've had the problem of nuclear, you know, spent fuel rods and wastewater that's been contaminated and Yucca Mountain and all these things on my mind my whole life, and they bother me greatly. In fact, I keep a supply of potassium iodide on hand. I know exactly where all the nuclear power plants are around me.
She's got two little girls she takes care of, David.
I don't know where all the nuclear submarines are in the world's ocean.
What the Russians have been doing is just taking their nuclear waste and throwing it overboard.
My God.
And if you follow the studies, you'll see that more than 40% of the coral reefs in the Pacific Ocean are dying, and specifically dying because of radioactive contamination, and the signature of that contamination goes directly to the nuclear fuel waste that's been dumped overboard by Russian ships. I mean, that's a matter of hard science. That's not a mystery. We know exactly where that radioactivity came from. But it's killing the ocean.
There are a great number of oceanographic presenters on a, have you ever heard of technology, entertainment, and design, TED.com, or it used to be technology, engineering, and design.com. There's literally hundreds of videos now of 20-minute presentations. And basically, these are, inspiring, or technological, information that, you know, just to get a seat at one of these conferences is somewhere between $5,000 to $7,500.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get first mover's advantage on the information that these presenters from all disciplines and all But what I've noticed is that there's a huge amount of people raising the alarm about the death of the world's oceans. And
not the oceans so much as it is the coral reefs. See, the coral reefs are the places that spawn the primary food source that supplies the higher order predators that keep the oceans alive. And when you start killing off the primary food source, it's a short stroke to being in real trouble. So, see, we spend a lot of time working with people in the industry trying to develop ways to provide glassine encapsulation materials that would be able to contain the radioactive nuclear waste safely for a long time. And a long time for some of these radioactive isotopes means in excess of 10,000 years. Some of them have half-lives in the hundreds of millions of years.
Right.
And that represents about 3 to 4% of the high-level nuclear waste that's stored at 105 different nuclear waste storage units in the United States. That doesn't count all the storage places in the rest of the world, right? So we followed the work that's been done on this encapsulation technology, and here's the problem. There's an issue that occurs in every known man-made material, and it's called nuclear embrittlement, neutron embrittlement. And because this high-level radioactive material emits high-velocity neutrons with high-mass materials, neutrons impact with the atoms of the glassine encapsulator. And when they do, they destroy the cell.
Right. Well, we're going to take our break here. It's coming up at the top of the hour, and then we'll continue on for the rest of the next hour. And okay, you can take a break. Good break here, about a 9-minute break. Take care of business or whatever, and then we'll be back 9 minutes after the hour. David, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate you being with us, giving these insights to our listening audience.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.